announcements in about 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And I'm excited, to be honest. And Margie, make sure you select panelists and attendees. I think we got some newbies on this call. And I love that. I love it. Dina, what's up, Dina? So Dina from the community team is moderating the call. Hi, Dina. Yes, Dina. We were just talking about you. Dina had the most delicious looking Chinese New Year spread that I was just like, OMG.
I just want to go to her house and stay and have her cook for me. And
oh my God. Dina, I have all the questions. And I see you, Annie, you're freezing in Iowa. Y'all, I had to turn off my heat because while we're on the call, because my heat is loud for some reason and I don't want y'all to hear it. So I'm going to be freezing with you, just not in Iowa. Hello from stormy Seattle. Hey, Stephanie. That's my Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie. Hey, Dawn, everybody, we're about to get started. Dina, I would love for you to drop the link to the accountability group page a couple of times throughout the call. That would be super helpful. Okay, so if y'all don't mind putting yourselves on mute, I'm going to go ahead and get started with the announcements. Y'all, I'm a no BS woman, so when shit goes wrong, when it goes south, I come up with a plan. I went and bought a printer cartridge and I needed another one and my printer won't print without it. So I'm going to be reading this from my screen. Ain't no shame in Coach Kim's game. Okay. So y'all, welcome to our accountability roundtable. If this is your first time on a call, we're so happy that you are here. There are a couple of things that we have really exciting going on in the community. And at the top of a call, the coaches will go over that and tell you. So if you are interested, No BS obviously has this awesome group coaching concept, but there's also private coaching that is available. So we have the best coaches in the industry. I'm telling you, these women inspire their clients all the time. So if you're interested in private one-on-one coaching, you're going to go to this link, pmptribe.com/coaching/calls/. Okay. That's hard saying the URL. Let me do that again. pmptribe.com/coaching/calls. Okay. /. And you can also just go to pmptribe.com, go under the coaching tab, and then select one-on-one coaching. There's a video that's going to give you more information. Guess what, y'all? Tomorrow on Galentine's, or just if you call it February 14th, whatever you want. May Camp registration is officially open. So that May Camp is going to happen May 14th through 16th. On Corinne's noon call tomorrow, she's going to be talking all things camp. She'll give you in your newsletter, you'll have the link to get more information. We are so excited about May Camp. And just FYI, we are only doing one more camp after this. So get your ass to May Camp because we are going to be talking all things ending self-sabotage. And can we all use a little bit more of that? Okay. This week, the calls tomorrow, Corinne is going to be coaching anything. Sunday at 12 p.m. Central Time. Now, I will tell you, there is a new process to sign up so more people can have access to coaching. Those emails go out on Wednesday to give you all the details. If you ever have any questions, you always can email support@pmptribe.com. But we want to make sure that there are more people who are able to coach, okay? And if you are a member of Queens Club, and just FYI, Queens Club qualifications have now changed. It used to be if you lost 25 pounds, but now what we've decided is some people only have 23 pounds to lose, some people have 10 pounds to lose. So we've opened it to people who have lost 25 pounds or who have reached whatever goal that they have, you know, decided for themselves. So that is a call tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time with Corinne. She's going to be coaching the Queens, okay? Y'all, I hope you ain't tired of my ass because I come back on Monday and we're going to be talking all things body image. This is one of my passion subjects. I want y'all to feel fine as fuck, from the minute you come to No BS, and I'm going to tell you all the ways to feel just more at home in your body, more accepting, because that changed everything for my weight loss. So that call, that's part of the self-love coaching. That call is on Monday at 5 p.m., okay? We're going to talk, we're going to get all our body, we're going to talk all the body stuff. Corinne has a No BS Facebook Live Q&A on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then there will be office hours with Betsy on Thursday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, y'all, we're really excited about this. Next Saturday, Corinne is going to be coaching self-love and past mistakes. So good. Let go, like letting go of your past, those past stories, so you can embrace your present and who you want to be in the future. Your future self is somewhere like, come on, find us. So that's going to be Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. So much good stuff going on. If you haven't started the self-love course, who cares? Get started now. If you're a newbie, we are so happy you're here. If you're a newbie, stick to that orientation, stick to learning that, going through that No BS, because that is our holy grail in No BS, is that course. So we are happy you're here. Ask questions, go in the Facebook group. This is a warm and welcoming community. All right. Damn, I said a lot. Look, y'all remember, y'all are old enough to remember the Micro Machine Man and how he was like, talk really fast. Yeah. Okay. I don't talk that fast. I'm Southern. So I am so excited. Like, whenever I say that now, I think of Coach MJ, because Coach MJ will be like, y'all, I am so excited today. She's always excited, but I'm more excited than you, Coach MJ. I have a group of dynamic, amazing, badass, No BS women with me today. And some of these folks, it's the first time I've laid eyes on their gorgeous faces. And some of these folks I've known pretty well. So we are talking all things accountability today. All things accountability, groups, partners, you know, how groups come together. We want to answer all your questions. We saw that big post in the community. We know that you want to make your weight loss easy, easy, easy. And we got you, boo. We got you. We're going to help you make your weight loss easy. Now, from my perspective, weight loss has been easier with an accountability group. I am part of the One Taco Bitches, okay? And Candy over there is one of our members as well, and it has made a huge difference. So what we're gonna do first is we're just gonna hop on. First of all, for newbies and folks who don't know me, oh yeah, I'm Coach Kim. I live in Durham, North Carolina. Oh yeah, me. I'm Coach Kim. I live in Durham, North Carolina, and I was a June baby. A June 2019 baby. You'll hear us sometimes refer to ourselves as babies. That just basically means what month we started and what year. And I found this crazy group of gals who were all April babies. I put a post out in the group and I was like, I think I need an accountability group. This was before Coach Kim, okay? I was life coaching, but I wasn't working for No BS. And it helped. It has just clarified my journey in amazing ways. So what I want to do is go around and have everyone introduce yourselves. Tell me, you know, where you're from, and tell me, shout out your accountability group. Okay. So Candy, you get started first.
My name is Candy Rokemore. I have one of those difficult last names. I live in beautiful Austin, Texas. And my accountability group is the One Taco Bitches.
All right. Okay. Let's go to Angela next.
Hi, my name is Angela Trimmy. I am a Rocktober baby from
Rocktober.
October 2017. We called ourselves the Rocktobers. I don't think there was ever another opening in October, so we got to still a Rocktober. I am a part of the Lemons. We've been together since August of 2018. We have now since switched it to the Lemon Mafia. kind of my fault. because I was gonna, you know, throat punch somebody's mama because I didn't know it was their mama. And we have actually a large group. We have a group of 10 from all over. So
love it, love it. So Sierra, tell us about you.
Hello, my name is Sierra. I am living in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm in Atlanta right now, but I was born and raised in Seattle, so shout out to all my West Coast hotties. I have been in, well, back in my day, we called it the tribe, since August 2017. I am a part of several small accountability groups. The first one, hashtag the Jet Beauties. The other one, hashtag the Fab Trees. And then hashtag, we're working on our name, but I think we settled on the butterflies. We don't know yet.
I love it. I love it. It's so cool, y'all, to see people's posts in the community and then actually see them on a Zoom. This is so exciting, Coach MJ. I'm stealing your phrase. It's so exciting. All right, let's hear from Susie. Susie, you're on mute. Okay.
Hey there, my name is Susie Castellanos Hansley. So I also have one of those weird last names that's hard to pronounce, but I started in OBS in May of 2020, and I joined the Life Coach School Coaching Certification Program in September of 2020. And there's some OBS women who were in it at the same time who were starting. So they posted on Facebook, on our OBS Facebook group, and we became friends. And so now we're each other's Nobius weight loss, as well as coach certification, as well as becoming badass life coaches accountability. And it's awesome. So we don't have a name.
And that's
we'll come up with one.
So like I love you saying that, Susie. This is part of the reason why I chose Susie. Also, keeping it real, Susie and I are literally neighbors. Like, she's in Durham and I'm in Durham. We're part of the North Carolina. We need a North Carolina mafia. Can we? Like, we don't want to get punched, Angela. Can we be the mafia too?
Posse. I'm good
with posse. Maybe posse. That's right. That was so big when I was growing up, posse. So yeah. Anyway, Susie really, you know, is, I just found out that she joined in May. And so you have a lot of unique perspectives on this call, right? You have people who've been in it for since 2017. You have me, I've been in 2019. We have a lot of different perspectives. We have diversity. I mean, Sierra, do you tell your age? Because I might cry. How do you tell your age?
I just turned 30 last month.
Oh my God.
We are not going to be smarter, baby. We are not going to call Sierra, baby.
Your mother.
We're not, and Heidi, you know I have not forgotten about you.
Oh, like, girl, no.
Yeah. So, but you have a lot of diversity and a lot of ways that I think makes no BS so important. Beliefs, age, you know, color, orientations, all those things. So we can be a real community representative of just how incredible women can be. Okay. So Heidi is our resident no BS goddess when it comes to all things accountability. And so will you please tell us something about you, Heidi?
I have been in the tribe. I also call it the tribe, Sierra. Since March of 2017, so coming up in 4 years. I'm from Oregon, Pacific Northwest, West Coast. We're all in an icy igloo right now. It's fantastic. I actually, speaking of different perspectives, I actually do not have an accountability group because I have found for me that doesn't work as well. The big group doesn't work as well, quite frankly, because I work best when the person I'm in the group with is not my good friend. Because if you're my good friend, I will finesse you into not talking shit to me when I don't do what I should do.
I love that perspective, Heidi.
I have an accountability part. I do have a partner, and literally we're friends. She lives in the Pacific Northwest as well, but she texts me. She said, "What's on your plan?" And I tell her, and if I don't answer, she'll text me an hour later, "Bitch, where's your plan?" So it makes me always post my plan. And then at the end of the day, she's like, "Did you follow it?" I'm not going to lie, I suck at being accountable. Like, I'm really bad at coming back later and saying, "Here's what I did." So she keeps me in line. We are fantastic accountability partners for that. And it just works for us. And I think that's the important thing is There are all different kinds of accountability.
How you better slap a butt on what you just said. Now I'm about to coach you. You better slap a butt on what you just said about not being good at accountability. You're showing up for yourself. You're good.
Well, right? Yes. I definitely need a little slap in my ass when it
comes. Slap a butt on that, which basically means that you're showing up. And if you show up and you don't quit on yourself, that's what we do as No BS women.
That's true. I kind of think the beauty of this, I've been in, oh my God, so many accountability groups. Like I can't even count. And I've had people who were newer in this group. I was telling Kim about this on the phone the other day. I've had people who were newer into this who did not like how I wrote my plans. They did not like the fact that I would say for lunch, it's good, better, best. That's what I do every day. Why? Because I need to have an option. Mm-hmm. I need to have an option. I need it to not be strict. Because if it's super strict for me on every single meal, then I'm just gonna want to go willy-nilly. And I've had people get very upset that I'm not like, I had 4 ounces of chicken and 3 pieces of broccoli. You know what I mean? They did not like that. There's so many different ways to do this. Mm-hmm. You can be in a partnership. You can be in a group. I sometimes have people email in. We've really fine-tuned the forms. Mm-hmm. Girls, when we first started these forums, it was like, what's your name? What's your phone number? And I must say, we started putting y'all in accountability groups because of me. I'm going to take credit for that, because all these women were posting in the group all the time about, I need accountability. And I was like, fuck, give me your names. And I'm just going to throw a bunch of people together. And it was so willy-nilly, and it didn't really, you know, it was just harsh and raw. But we fine-tuned it, and I'm really proud of what we've turned it into. And I've had people send me emails like, hi, I want somebody who's a Peloton rider, and I want someone who works the third shift, and I want someone who has kids between 12 and 15. And I'm like, okay, honey, it doesn't need to be that particular. Mm-mm. It's really beautiful if you're different people and you have different experiences and you can learn from each other, because I'm going to learn more from someone who's not like me than I am from someone who's just like me.
That's right. Thank you so much for sharing that, Heidi. So we're going to get into the questions, because I know y'all want to know. And by the way, you'll see me looking at my phone because my printer ink didn't work today, but I'm a no BS woman, damn it.
So I do, but.
And I probably am going to have to put on these glasses too so I can actually see, you know, now that I have to do this for the phone. Okay, so everybody, make sure you have selected at the bottom panelists and attendees so we can all see what's happening in the chat. And thank you so much to Dina. I see you in there, Mary Jo, too. Thanks for, look, our No BS ladies showed up. Our No BS staff team showed up for y'all this morning, so I love it. So our first question is going to be, how does your accountability group partner situationship, how do you all stay in touch and interact to be successful? So anybody can have the floor on that.
I'll take that, Kim.
Okay.
The One Taco Bitches, we started out as a huge group, and I think it was just we didn't know what we were doing. That's before Heidi was accountability goddess and set people up. We were just way too big, and we've whittled down to 10 members, and for us, I think that's the magic number. We meet in many ways. Every Sunday, we have our Zoom call. We can all get together on Sunday mornings. So we lovingly call it church, OTB church. We don't have rules. If you can make it, come. If you can't, that's okay. We all post our plans in our Facebook group every morning, sometimes around lunchtime. Guilty, but they get posted. And we also have Marco Polo for people who think that it's better for them that way. And so, we're available for each other. Some people choose one way and not another, but it works out really good for us that way to do multiple formats.
We were the same way. We started out very, very large, again, before Heidi was the goddess of accountability groups.
New name, Heidi. I gave you a new name.
So, yeah, I love that.
I'll take it.
We started out like super, super large, and we kind of dwindled it down to a 10. I will say the same thing, as I will reiterate what Heidi says about diversity. I'm a super Southern, empty nester, and we've got single ladies, we've got women with no children, we've got toddler mamas, we got, you know, different economic backgrounds. And because we have those different perspectives, you know, like some are conservative, some are liberal, and we're able to kind of come together and like just joy in that beauty of the differences and like learn from each other. And it's been really sweet.
Yeah, I love hearing that. I also want to point out that, you know, when it comes to a group, you, like, for instance, I can tell you 100%, Roz, shout out Roz, if she's on this call, she's the one who got me using my habit tracker and tracking my data. That was not something before I was, you know, Coach Kim, when I was, you know, a member, I wasn't, hey, I see you, Roz. I wasn't tracking my data, but she was like, I kept seeing her share those numbers. And I was like, I won't want some of what she's having. So that diversity, and I see you, Carrie. Hey, Carrie. So the question is, what's Marco Polo? Marco Polo is an app in, that you can download on your phone. And it basically is a video, conferencing app. So you can send, you create a group and everyone in the group can see your video. Yep. Showing thank you. I know, Susie, all I got to do is ask and she shows. Thanks, Susie. Look at this community.
That's like a walkie talkie.
Yes, it's kind of like a walkie-talkie, and I love that, Susan. You're absolutely right. You know how I feel. Data is delicious. That is what I've always loved. Exactly. Numbers. I've always loved data. But when I saw my member, you know, members of my group doing different things, I was like, I want to try that. I want some of that. You know. So, anybody else want to talk about how their group communicates to be successful before we move on to our next question? Go ahead, Susie.
Okay.
Susie, you can go first.
Oh, okay, sure. So I also use Marco Polo. There are 10 of us in our group, and we are really diverse. Like, there's 4 of us who are women of color out of the 10. We have, you know, a very Christian person, a very Jewish person, very agnostic people, and we are all different ages. Although I would say maybe like 7 of us are kind of in our perimenopausal age. But in addition to doing the Marco Polo, I want to share another app that you might find really useful, which is Slack, S-L-A-C-K. Mm-hmm. I'll put it in, oh, I don't know if you can see it well, but what's really cool about it is that you can create channels. So we actually have like Celebrate the Wins channel. So people will post on that. We have accountability. So people will post their plans on that. We have challenges where maybe we are going to be like, this is where I'm going to challenge myself for this week. This is going to be my 1% level up. We also have a food porn one. So because we still like to eat, the food porn. We just don't overeat. But I just want to share that. I can put in there in the messages just slack.com. So you can see it on your phone as well as online. But that was my recommendation.
Yeah, this... I have a couple of people saying some things in the chat. This call is open for anybody who wants to know about accountability groups. You are welcome. So you are totally welcome to be here. If just to recap, because I'm a recapper, apps are used, Marco Polo, which is a video conferencing app, Slack, which is almost like a messaging app where you can have different channels that have different information. We have people who talk via phone. We have people who talk via Zoom, and diversity, right? Being with people who are different than you enhances your experience, right? In diversity in all different ways, because our common goal is using weight loss, you know, to connect with ourselves, to live our best lives, to feel our self-love, to be badasses. That's our common goal, right? And I'm sure some of you all have some individual goals, but those are some of our common goals, to have food freedom, all those things. And you can find that with so many different people. Anybody, Sierra, go ahead and you answer that, and then I'm going to go on to another question.
So my groups also use Marco Polo. We do, some of my groups, we have had many Facebook groups that we put together. So in our Facebook group, we'll put together a daily thread for sharing 24-hour plans, if we're journaling, any successes that we're having, any questions that we don't want to get lost in our group chat that we have over on Messenger or a text message. For my Fab Trees, we're all under 35, so we have an Instagram group.
So I love that!
We have our own hashtags that we use when we post, and then we can like do story things sometimes. We were talking about apps, and so some of the apps that I've used that I have friends on are the 8 app. You can actually start adding friends on that now, so they can come and creep and look through what you're eating and when you're doing it, if you're comfortable with that.
Say that app again, Sierra. Say that app again.
8.
A-T-E. Okay. She's putting it in okay. She's putting it in the chat. Thank you.
It allows you to take pictures of your food, and it also has a space to ask, were you hungry? Why did you eat? How did you feel after you ate? Any notes, anything like that? It takes, the time and all that jazz. I also use Habit Share, and that is like a virtual habit tracker. So you can put in whatever you want to track. You can add friends on that. You can change the success frequency if you want to do it 3 times a week or daily. And so that's a fun app that we use.
Love that. And let me tell you an app that's also a game changer, y'all. If you are tracking your weight, and that's something we encourage. So here's the thing. In our group, you can do what you want. That's something we need to talk about, y'all, because some of y'all too much in other people's shit. You need to stay in your own shit. Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Always get to ask yourself the question, right? You always get to ask yourself the question, do I still want to do this? Do I still need to do this? And maybe you'll find a group where the energy is very similar to yours, where they really want to do this, and that's okay. But there also are the times where you got to back up and let people have their own experience, okay? But yes, Happy Scale is a great app to be able to track your progress and, do all the things. So,
Kim?
Yes.
When Sierra was talking about 8, it reminded me that I've noticed that some people use 8 not to take a photo of what they've eaten, but take a photo of what they've left behind. If you're working on those last 2 or 3 bites, you could use it to document and share that.
Y'all know, I'm a leaving, yes, I love that. I'm a leaving bites baby mama. I don't even know where that came from. I believe in leaving the bites, y'all. I believe in that. And that changes weight loss. Leave them bites, leave them little bite babies on the plate, and just say that I don't have to clean. I don't have to be part of the clean plate club. So that is also awesome. This question actually was what the queen wanted us to say. Corinne was like, make sure you ask them how they are working the monthly course. So how are you working self-love? How have you worked the courses and the no BS? And before we go further, I know that maybe it was a month ago, our group worked the self-love journal prompts. So in your planner, and by the way, remember y'all, Corinne, you don't have to buy a planner if you don't want to. I love buying the planner because I like it showing up at my door and I don't have to print it. Y'all know I'm having printer trauma right now. But the planner links are there for you to, some people do it digitally. Some people use their planner, they print it off. They're in the new planner or in the planner link. There are different journaling prompts. And by the way, in March, y'all, our course is all on journaling, and that's really exciting, right? So if you're wanting to work through journaling, March, we're going to be doing that. So we did a 30-day journal blitz on the self-love, the self-love journal prompts. So that's a way that we've worked through things. Somebody tell me, how does your group or partnership or situationship, how do you all work through the courses?
I'll go first. Okay. For us in the past, we have done the Sunday newsletter, and she always puts this question, and sometimes we just focus on that. We've done programs right now because so many of us have had a 2020. We are all in the thing of we're all right now just trying to meet ourselves where we are. Now, do we always post our plans together? Yes, we have a Facebook message thread just it's nothing but plans, worksheets, all that stuff. There's no chit chat. And, but right now we're just really, really trying to focus on meeting ourselves where we are, not focusing on the past success, not focusing on what, and just kind of just digging into where we are now. Some are doing self-love, some are doing bench better, some are, you know, reworking through an OBS, but in that we still come together and always talk about it. But I love discussing the Sunday newsletters. So much good stuff in those Sunday newsletters.
I know our group all went to camp together. That was the first time that ever happened, that everybody went to camp, and January camp was fire. It was totally fire, right? May camp's going to be fire. But we went to camp together. We discussed coaching calls. We have a thread in our community for a weigh-in thread. We have, what your daily plan thread is. But here's the thing. We also let people be where they are. When folks start to go missing in the group, we gently come and see what's going on, right? And then sometimes when we're really worried, we deploy a couple of people to see what's going on. But we allow folks to show up, just like what Angela said, like how people are working different things. We allow them to show up how they need to show up. And we also always tell people, come if you need help, talk to us. Let us know. That Sunday church, that like hour to 2 hours we spent on Zoom talking, if you can make it, is really central to the success of our group. Anybody else, talk about how you work the course material. Okay, Susie?
So ours is a little bit different because we're all sort of in different places. So for example, in December, I did the old self-love course. I didn't know there was like another one coming because this is, like I said, this will be my first year because I started in May, so I hadn't realized it was coming, but I had heard so much about it and I was feeling, you know, the calling to like, okay, I need to work on this myself. So I happened to do that and other people weren't doing it, but I would share. And then in January, when we had over drinking, we had a couple of the ladies who were really working that because that was their area that they needed to work on. And that's not an area for me. I did listen because I knew I was going to get stuff out of it for food. But basically our group, we look at what we each need and do it. And then we support each other as different people do it. And then we share the nuggets, like, you know, where I'll be like, oh my God, I got this thing. Did you know that? There's a difference between confidence and self-confidence, you know, that kind of thing, which you get in self-love. So I think you can do it anyway, right? Like some people like to work it together. In our case, you know, if you're in different places, you do different things, but you share what you got.
I also want to point out too, and then I'll be quiet. I want to point out that Corinne always talks about her journey of doing weight loss by herself. But part of the reason why she created this incredible community that we're a part of, that has members from all over the country and all over the world, right? Is because she didn't want y'all doing this by yourself. Like, of course we know there is a portion of weight loss that is an interior journey. We know that, right? Like, asking yourself the questions, doing the things. We know part of that is that journey, that kind of, let's call it a hero's journey, right? Because it is. It's a hero's journey to live in the life you want to fucking live, right? But also, having a community is everything, y'all. And so it does mean that sometimes you decide that there's a better fit for you. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Who was that? Was that Candy? Was that you who were... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you talked about the old One Taco Bitches went together to camp. We went together virtually. What we do is when there's an event like camp that we want to do together or a workshop that we're all really excited about, we'll open a separate messenger chat so that we can do it together. And then the women that don't want it, that can't do it, maybe they're working or whatever, they won't get interrupted. So that's how we organize that, going together virtually.
Thank you for that clarification, Candy. That's important. Does anybody else have anything they want to say about this, or are we ready for another question? All right, y'all. This is the question. Dun, 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 dun. How do you break up gracefully? I love that. Sierra was like, okay, how do you, like, y'all know I'm a coach, so I'm going to tell you, you know, it's our thoughts. It's the story that we're telling ourselves that are based off of our thoughts that often is bullshit, right? We want to think about our journey. We do want to support each other when possible on journeys, but sometimes that doesn't happen. So how do we break up in a way that allows us to, you know, feel how we want to feel, look at our thoughts to see what's useful and not useful, but also allows people to be who they need to be? So anybody want to talk about that? Oh, Sierra, I see your hand.
So I'm going to come from the perspective of someone that left, not in the best way. Mm-hmm. Don't be like me. So I kind of just like didn't say anything and kind of just removed myself from all the apps. And that was not the best thing to do in hindsight. So if I could do it differently, I would definitely TDL about it, get my thoughts out, because I didn't know what to say. And I was really needing something more and needing something that would push me. And I'm a little awkward turtle, so I don't like conflict or perceived conflict. And so I didn't manage my mind. I didn't, you know, become my best cheerleader. A TDL is just a brain dump, journaling, whatever, whatever. Sorry, I'm old.
And Sierra, we can't hear you. You're going in and out.
Okay, hold on.
Now we can hear you.
Okay, now you sound way better.
Great. So definitely manage your mind first and foremost. Secondly, be your own best friend and your best advocate, because if you're leaving, your reasons are valid. Just saying, hey, this is no longer serving me. I still love you guys. You're amazing people. I need something different. I'm going to remove myself. And then also I would like to say is when someone leaves your group or they go ghost, they have their reasons, you know, and their reasons 9 times out of 5 have nothing to do with you. And they're not trying to hurt your feelings. They could be like me. I don't know what to say. I've never broken up like this before. So yeah, just keep that in mind that our internal worlds are, you know, our internal worlds.
And also, I'm going to go to you next, Heidi. Also, people ebb and flow, you know? So like, sometimes people are all hands on deck and they're really in the group, and then life happens. And, you know, you'll hear, especially for our new folks, we're so happy you're here. You'll hear us use some language that Corinne is always thinking about, how to simplify, how to make weight loss easier. So you heard Sierra say a thought download, which is basically just a, like she said, a brain dump journaling. But that's the same thing about managing. When we say manage your mind, we're basically saying to look at your thoughts and choose a useful thought when someone decides to leave for the group. You know, if you think it was about you, if it was about an interaction, we had a situation in our group where things got heated at a particular time and things were said, and people decided to leave, and then people decided to hang in there and work things out. And you know what? Everybody was right. Everybody took care of themselves. Everybody did what they needed to do. So remember, we have thought work, right? We know how to look at our thoughts and decide what works and what doesn't work. And it's okay for your feelings to be hurt when someone leaves a group, but then you get to the point where you realize that they are allowed to do what they can do. And even sometimes when you see people doing what they do, they show you how you can also, at some point, you may leave the group. Corinne always mentions it could take 2 or 3 groups to make your right fit. And that's okay, y'all. That is okay. It's your hero journey, right? You have to decide how that looks. So Heidi, you had something you wanted to say.
I just want to, fuck yes, Sierra. Like, what she said is the most important thing. Be honest, be nice, just tell them how you feel. And it is I love how you said that. 9 times out of 5, it doesn't have shit to do with you. It has everything to do with the person. Just because someone leaves your group, for me, I've left groups because if I was in a group with 10 people and I had to go through 10 people Marco Polos every day, I'd lose my fucking mind. And it's, the people are fantastic, but it's just, sometimes it doesn't work for you. And never, ever, ever take it personally, Because most likely, if someone's mad at you, you're going to know. They're going to tell you. They're going to say some sort of something to let you know. But it doesn't. It's just how we get along. And I love that you said to not take it personally if somebody leaves. That's the most important thing. That is the most important thing. And like Kim had said, it takes time to find the right fit. I could stick you in a group and it could be perfection out the gate. I could stick you in three different groups. I had a person, I had to put her in four different partnerships. And then she emailed me after the fourth one and she was like, okay, this was worth waiting for. Mm-hmm. This is what I wanted. It just takes time. You know,
it takes time.
Exactly.
It takes time. And the other thing that I want you all to think about too is that, you know, let's go to that 10, 10, 10 rule, y'all. How you feel in 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 weeks, 10 months. I do not think about the debacle that kind of happened in our group. It actually brought us all closer together. And our hope is that whatever the other folks need, they got what they needed. Like, no ill will, like, bless you, you know? And so, but in the beginning, it didn't feel that way. So just what they said, allow yourself to process your feelings. You're sharing some intimate things with people and then they may decide to exit. And it's normal to have feelings about that, but that's why you have your journal. You're able to look at those feelings, get them out and equal airtime it. Like, gosh, this sucks. This feels really difficult, but the equal airtime is, but now maybe they get what they need. Maybe there's, you know, I can see that there's a silver lining in it. That's what your journal works for. I saw some hands. Who would like to? Okay, Susie, let's hear from you.
Yeah, I was just going to add two more points. So the first thing is that this is like any relationship, and you grow and learn more about yourself and what you actually want and how to communicate things as you enter in an accountability group. So we haven't ever left or anything, but we've had blowups. but I think because we're all in life coaching school, like none of us, we're like, oh no, we need to step in and deal with the thought, right? But so the first thing is you figure shit out as you go. And the second thing is that one of the things that I often struggle with, I'm less like Sierra, in that I don't go quietly into that good night. I tend to rage, like I'm the opposite. So when something's not working, I'm looking at, why is that wrong? Why aren't they doing that? And so for me, the journey has been to really ask myself, like, before I leave, is to really calm my roll, figure out what's actually bothering me, figure, you know, letting them have their space. And then before I leave, I say, well, here's what's not working for me. I want to know if anybody else is up for shifting this, so I don't just leave anymore. And sometimes you find you get what you want. Sometimes people are like, no, I kind of like the way it is. Sometimes you get a mix. And I know that in speaking with other people in accountability groups, that the people who go and ask, sometimes the group will change for the better. Or sometimes they choose to leave and maybe one of the other people is like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Let's form our partnership. So much of it is just be kind to yourself and to your fellow people, because we're all humans with human brains trying to figure this stuff out. And then when you're in the process of feeling it doesn't feel right, kind of do your own work to understand why, own the responsibility, and, you know, maybe ask for what you want and see if other people want to do it. And then if it doesn't work, then it's like, okay, I'm not really getting what I want here. Good luck. Let's move on.
I mean, and the point is, y'all, you can't be in anybody's brain. There's your mic drop of the call. You can't be in anybody's brain. You have your brain for you, and you're in your brain, and hell, we're trying to figure out our brains all the time. You cannot spend your time being in anybody else's brain. You just can't. Okay. So there are a couple of things that I wanted to address. Someone said, how do we look for a different group? Heidi's on staff and that's what she helps to do. But you also can put a message in the community and say, hey, I'm looking for this. And do you want it there? Like in the camp group, I've seen lots of messages about, hey, I'm looking to get with three people. There was in my Zoom room, hashtag Coach Kim Zoom room, an accountability group started. People, partners found each other. So like, ask for what you need. And I know one of the big things is, can we start a group? Does it have to be an official group? And the answer is, you can start your own group. You can do that.
We do.
Yeah. I mean, you can start your own group. You also can use Heidi's, you know, goddess skills to find a partner and, you know, a group too. You have all, like, y'all, you have options. That is your power. That is your freedom. You always have options. Okay. And I noticed that, oh, somebody said, what is a camp room? So at, when you, we have May Camp coming up. And there's a virtual option. So each of the coaches have a room on Zoom, and you can go into, there's a quiet room. All of us have different rooms that you can go into, and it's a way for us to chat with you and answer questions and coach you in the chat, but also you still get to see camp. So I hope I explained that, you know, in a way that makes sense. So you have a lot of options. You always have a lot of options. There is your freedom. Now, I saw somebody in the chat say something that they had been kicked out of a group. How do I feel about that? That might be difficult to experience. I would journal about it, work on your thoughts about it. But you know what? I don't want to fucking stay anywhere I'm not welcome.
Preach. Preach.
Okay. I don't want to stay anywhere I'm not welcome. So here's what I always say. The people who create the thoughts in my head that are the most difficult in my life are my angels, because they are helping me to see areas that I want to grow, areas I want to learn, all the things. So if those angels kick my ass out the group, there's somewhere else that I'm being led. There's somewhere else I want to go. There I still have options, and there's your power. You know, and I know it can hurt and it can do all the things, but you guys know that your feelings are attached to your thoughts. And once you journal the hell out of those thoughts, then you get to choose the one that's useful. There is your power. Nobody can really do anything to you when it comes to creating the thoughts that are in your brain. Remember, you manage your brain. You have your mind. Thank you, Abby. Kim's bringing the word. Yes, you have so much power in your life. That's what No BS is about. Y'all think y'all signed up for weight loss. Y'all really signed up.
That's a byproduct.
The scale is so secondary. When I'm working with my private coaching clients, they're telling me their relationships are improving and they're advocating for themselves. And, you know, one of my clients last week was like, she's a medical professional who works 13 and 14 hours days. And I was like, why not hire someone to come in? She's struggling with keeping her house clean. I said, hire someone. She hired someone. She can't believe the relief she feels. So what I'm trying to say is, y'all signed up for it. Trudy said it. I signed up for an amazing life, and No BS is going to help you get there. That's the truth. Okay. So back to groups. Did you have something to say, Angela?
I did. I did the same thing as Sierra. I had a secondary group.
Mm-hmm.
And besides my main group, and I let just like you said, I let other people's, even though I've been in the tribe since 2017, I've done all the thought work. I've done private coaching. I've done all the things. But I had a manual in my head of like how I wanted people to show up in my tragedy. I went through two hurricanes. I've went through COVID. We went through some financial struggles. And I had a manual of how I wanted these women to show up for me. And because I didn't give anybody that manual, I left the group. I didn't say goodbye. I didn't say nothing. I had it in my head that they didn't show up the way I wanted to. And that was completely wrong. Mm-hmm. It was completely wrong on my part.
I love that you saw that and you are saying
and it
that.
Taught me so much about how not to be reactive in our life. And that's what No BS teaches us, not to reactive eat and not to reactive think.
Exactly. Hey, Dee, I see you in the chat. I want you to, if you are just new to the chat, some of you all only have panelist selected. You need to have panelists and attendees selected. I'm going to read what Dee wrote. She said, I adore the no BS bait and switch. Weight loss is great, but it's definitely just a bonus. Held to the yes, and that's a mic drop, right? That's the mic drop, right? It's the bait and switch. Weight loss is great, but living your best life is so much more important. And ladies, we have to do that because we think we're supposed to take care of everybody. And the question I always ask my private coaching clients is, do you still want to do that? You don't have to do that anymore. Is that what you want to do? Because your no's are just as powerful as your yes. Maybe sometimes your no's are more powerful, right? Let's go back to this question right here. And this is such an important question. And you set this up perfectly, a perfect segue, Angela. What do you do when a member is struggling? What's some of your best practices around a member's struggle? Susie, you got it.
All right. So, because I have this like way to categorize things. So I just want to share the three levels of how you can help people.
All right. Susie, I like this.
Well, I'm a fellow English major and I write, you know, so I like to categorize. Okay, so I think there's three things people can and tend to do. At the first level is identify, right? And that's when you're like, yeah, I totally get that. And sometimes that's super appropriate because sometimes people just want to get gotten, right? The second level though is then strategy. Sometimes people will be like, oh yeah, I've done that. And here, why don't you try this thing? Why don't you try that thing? And that's kind of, if you look at Corinne's thing, we have think, feel, do. So that's where you're helping them in the do. But then the last level is when you really look more at the think and feel cycle, because that's driving their do, that's driving the struggle or the do-do. And so then that's when you can ask them, hey, you know, so I noticed you're thinking this thing, or how are you feeling? And so you can kind of begin with the identify, but you want to then, and then you can go on to strategy, which is your do line, but then you kind of want to take it up really as you get better at helping each other, is to look at what they're thinking and feeling and seeing if you can help them get some awareness of maybe why that's causing the struggle.
Susie, I love that. For our new members, think, feel, do is basically, it's what we use. It's at the bottom of your journal pages, and it helps you to look at a thought you're having. And then you look the thought, we know in no BS that thoughts create our feelings. And when we have certain feelings, we take certain actions, or we do or we don't do certain things. So when we say think, feel, do cycle, that's what that is. And so you're going to learn that. Don't you worry. We got y'all. We got y'all. So just, you know, one bite at a time, right? So, and I like that idea of helping someone identify what thoughts they're having and identify the feelings they're having. So then they can see how those feelings and those thoughts are creating an action or inaction. And sometimes it just helps for people to be able to have someone objectively look at it and say, well, what's your thought on this? Helping them to ask the question they need asked, right? Where they can say, oh, wow, I haven't, like that happens all the time in our group. Oh man, I never thought about that. So that you're talking about the experience with your mother-in-law, but it can totally be applied to my experience with my stepson. That's what accountability groups do, is that you might be talking about applesauce and I might be talking about, you know, I don't know, peanut butter. But when we put it together, we can see the similarities in how an option that we could choose to handle that what's come up. Anybody else? What do you do? Because Corinne talked about this too on a live about y'all go find that person who's struggling. Y'all help that person out. You talk to them. You ask, can we talk on the phone? You ask, can we, you know, do you want to send me the plan? So try to find that person's struggle. Anybody else have any advice about how to deal with people who are struggling? Yeah, Candy, what you got?
One of the things that always helps when my group members do it to me and I try to do it to them as well is sometimes just asking them, is it true?
Oof. That question right there. So say that again, Candy. Yeah.
Is it true? Is what you think is happening, is it true or is it just a thought you're having? And sometimes that really is just boils it right down to the basics.
So that question can save your life, right? Can, and by saving your life, what I mean is take your ass out of a story that ain't true, right? Is it true? Like, and, you know, back in the day when we were doing other kind of life coach school things, we talked about, you know, our circumstance line, which was like our facts. And Corinne is going to be bringing out something new in the no BS. So we study no BS at least once to twice every year in the membership. And Corinne is always, gosh, I have so much respect for her. She's always thinking about how can I serve these ladies? How can I break it down? How can I make it easier? So folks who've been in since 2017 or even me, 2019, we've seen different iterations of no BS. We've seen different versions. And so that asking yourself fact versus thought is huge. Like a fact is something we can go into a court of law and we can say, this is what it is. You know, there's no opinion, but a thought, if there's any color, any flavor of opinion, then that's a thought that can be used. It can be changed. You can ask, is it useful? Is it not useful? Because the thoughts, what your brain is saying to you over and over, sometimes 60 plus thousand times a day, is what is creating the life you're looking at. So this is really, really good. Anybody else want to say anything about how to help a member who's struggling? Sometimes you just let them struggle.
I was going to say that.
I read your mind. Sometimes you just let them struggle, right?
Yeah, I had a few things. So one, definitely let them struggle, because one of the things I've learned through my accountability group journey is that I can't do the work for anybody else. And if they want, if they're committed to struggling, they're going to continue to struggle. I will also say, I am actually on your damn deck. I like to ask why. One of my most powerful journaling techniques for myself is just, if I have a thought, ask why, then answer it and ask why again, and then answer that and then ask why again. And so I like to ask questions just so, one, I need to know what's going on, because if I don't know what's going on, I have no idea what advice to give you. But two, it's like, what's that story that's going on in the background that you're like not paying attention to? Because that's the story that we need to get to in order to get you to some success.
Yep. Oh, y'all thought we was just gonna talk about accountability groups. Y'all getting coached up in this mug. Okay. Go ahead, Sierra. Go ahead, Coach Sierra. Keep going.
Yeah, I think that's it for now. I think I lost the third one.
We only got four more minutes left, y'all.
I wanna piggyback on that. It's because as I was struggling through, you know, everything that I went through, they loved me through that. They let me sit in my shitty diaper. They let me take the diaper off and sit in the kiddie pool of it, because that's what I did. I took the diaper off. I was in the kiddie pool of poop.
Lovely metaphor, Angela.
They loved me through it.
And then they also didn't get in the shit with you, because that's the other thing.
They did not agree with me. They did not get in the pool with me. They loved me anyway.
Just saw in the chat someone say, what if members aren't participating? Y'all can't decide how people participate. I used to work, you know, I was a teaching artist, y'all, and I worked in a classroom. That kid who has their head down is listening. That person who's watching the group, you don't, Facebook on purpose doesn't show y'all how much stalkers y'all are about how much you check stuff. So, or Instagram or anything. So like, people participate in different ways. Hello, introverts.com. They may not say a lot of things, right? But they're totally taking it in. I value introverts so much because clearly I'm not one, right? But the point is that you don't know how people are participating, how they're watching, how they're experiencing, how they're learning. You don't know. Oh, and so the question is, should I keep bugging them? Well, ask them what does bugging them look like for you? Why are you doing it? Because let me tell you something Corinne said one day that just knocked my damn socks off. She said, when you're trying to help people, sometimes you're really just trying to stop your anxiety. That's a mic drop. The queen got a mic drop on a call her ass ain't even on. So like, y'all, you got to ask yourself when you're helping, are you really, in any area of your life, y'all, are you really just trying to take your anxiety down? That's like Coach Kathy taught me, if you got a question, what do? You answer it. And that's okay if your anxiety is coming up because you want to be there for somebody. You know, y'all are not assholes. You're not bad people. That's also what No BS teaches you. You're not any of that. If you're trying to help, you're coming from a good place, right? But sometimes that place is about your brain and not the other person's experience. And that's where you get to show up for yourself and you get to journal and say, them not showing up is bringing up this in me. And this reminds me of the damn second grade when they took their ball and went home. Y'all, them second grade stories come up for a reason. Okay, so it is 11:59. Okay, first of all, I have absolutely loved this. I have loved the wisdom that you ladies brought. Thank you so much. And also, oh my God, the chat was popping. The chat was popping, okay? So much good stuff in the chat. And also, Corinne wants to make your weight loss, and Team No BS wants to make your weight loss easier. We're gonna be doing this monthly. So that means that I'm going to be coming into, and I love this. People are saying, I love the panel format. I love that. We're going to be doing this monthly. Sometimes I'm just going to teach on stuff and bring up people to coach. And then I want you all to know who your fellow No BS members are. I want you all to know how fucking awesome these ladies are in this community. So I'm going to put out a post and be like, who wants to be on the panel? It's always going to be diverse. We're always going to have representation of No BS up in here. Okay? And if I don't do something with diversity, you're going to roll up on me and be like, Coach Kim, I noticed that this is missing. Because we are diverse in our sexual orientations on this call, in our ethnicity, in our socioeconomic, where we live in the country, and that's just the beginning. Okay? So, y'all, they are showing y'all all the love up in the chat. They love y'all. They love y'all. Yes. So thank you so, so much for joining us. Just want to tell you before we go, camp opens tomorrow. Camp opens tomorrow. We are so excited. Go to that 12 o'clock call with Corinne if you want to know more about it. And fucking excited for camp. Thanks, Maya. Go to that call. You're going to get it, information in your newsletter. You're going to get an email. It opens at 12. So you're able to register at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. The next couple of calls, y'all, are fire. Make sure you're looking at your newsletter. And just, like, make sure you ask for, like, what, advocate for yourself. Ask for what you need. Go to support if you need to. Support at pnptribe.com. We love y'all. We are here to make your experience of having your best life badass. That's what we want for you. Okay? So just know more good stuff coming. Thank you so much, y'all. Mwah, 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 mwah. This was so incredible. I loved getting to see y'all and getting to hear from you all. And we're done. Have a good day, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.